border of the districts of Vinohrady and Žižkov is where you'll find the Tavern, a cozy bar and burger restaurant that's become a big hit since it opened its doors just over a year ago. Indeed, a leading Czech food critic recently offered a simple explanation as to why the Tavern is always full, because it has the best burgers in Prague. It's run by Laurie Wyant Selby and her husband Dean, an American couple who are long-term residents of the city. The other day I stopped by at the Tavern to speak to Laurie, who hails from Kentucky. My first question, what brought her to the Czech capital in the first place?
I came to Prague in 1991. I'd gone to London right after school to do like a six-month work thing after I graduated. And a good friend of mine was here with the first wave of English teachers and said, come visit me. And I was like, okay. So I didn't really know that much about Czechoslovakia other than the Milan Kundera books that I'd read and some history. But, you know, I got some pretty postcards and got off the bus in Florence and thought, this isn't quite what I had in mind. But that was just kind of a random stop by. I was going to stay for a couple months, and it's been 22 years in March.
And have you mostly worked in the food industry?
No, I started off, I was a bartender in London, and I came over here, and my friend Mandy and I started like a burrito sort of takeaway thing from our house, and we did catering and stuff. And then we got involved with these guys who did a club called Ubiquity and did a Ivana's Bean City burrito bar over the summer. And then after that, we went on to start the Radost restaurant and set that up and work on the menu and train the staff and stuff. And then I guess that was 1992, and after that I decided I never wanted to work in the food industry again. So there was a big break, and I'm a script supervisor. I work in film, and this came along a year ago, so it was about a 20-year pause for my food industry career.
But before the Tavern, you had something called Local Burger, and I remember meeting a guy who was the boss or the owner of the Prague Farmers Markets, and him telling me proudly that you guys were going to be appearing at one of his markets. What was Local Burger?
Well, that is connected to the guys with the farmers market. Dean and I were members of a gardening association here, and we started about 5 years ago growing our own vegetables and stuff, and we met a lot of people sort of through that, and we knew people as well who were organizing the farmers markets. And one of their big concerns was the fact that there wasn't that much interesting choice of food for the stands. And so Dean, with his cooking background, they knew about that, and so they asked him and me if we could put something together.
Dean is your husband, I should point out.
Yes, he is. We've been married for about 4 years, and he's been here for a long time as well. And so we just brainstormed and thought about what sort of gaps were in the fast food options here. And so we came up with this concept with Local Burger, sort of connected to supporting local farms. We use only Czech beef. We use as many available local products as possible. You know, we tried to get our vegetables and stuff from the farmers, and beef, of course, from the farm in Šumava. And that we just sort of did it for fun. And Dean's he likes a good challenge, so he got this idea of the bun to meat to sauce ratio, and we started playing with a bunch of different things. And then we did some pop-up stuff in Bukowski's and around Meat
Which Factory. Is a pub near here.
Yes, exactly. And we did another event at Meat Factory. We did bicycle events and things. And it was so difficult just to pack up the car and prepare everything and then have to unpack it, serve it, pack it up again. We thought, well, we might as well open a restaurant. On the surface, it seemed easier, but now we know the truth.
The Tavern's been open here now for just over a year. What was the concept behind the Tavern when you set it up?
Obviously, it was we wanted to do burgers, and we thought the best thing to do would be to concentrate on our burger products and do each burger as wonderfully as we could. And instead of having one of those huge menus that you see in a lot of Czech bars and pubs, we thought, let's just do burgers and let's do them really well. So that was the sort of initial idea.
When you first opened, you were open one night a week, then two nights a week, and you've gradually built it up. At first, when you were opening just a couple of nights a week, was that a strategy to create a sense of scarcity?
Absolutely not. We actually were open a couple nights a week because, especially in the kitchen, the wiring in the kitchen is for a very slow sort of maybe 10 lunches type of a place. And we've pushed all of the wiring to its maximum capacity. So we've had to gradually reconstruct as we've gone. And also there was a big challenge in getting the correct sort of staff in and trained. We wanted to be very careful about opening more before we had the right people in place, which we do now. And so we're hopefully going to go to days within the next couple months before the terrace opens. But it's all been a very gradual process. We wanted to open up at least a couple nights a week just so that we could get, you know, some interest. But it certainly wasn't a strategy to try to build a buzz or anything. It just sort of happened that way.
It's a very tough industry. It's very competitive. They say something like 1 in 3 restaurants close within the first year. What would you say has been the secret of your success here?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's right place, right time, a lot of it. And we also tried to do something that was a little different. You know, I feel like in Prague, there's still a big gap when it comes to mid-range sort of places where people can meet for a casual meal. There are plenty of wonderful high-end restaurants. There are plenty of pubs where you can get some goulash. But this filled a gap at the time about, you know, there are other restaurants as well, I think, that are starting to do that, like Nota Bene and Los Adelitas, places like that. You know, but overall, I feel like this type of a place, there still aren't that many of them. So I think people are very open to a casual dining experience in a relaxed atmosphere where they don't have to spend a ton of money.
If you look at restaurants in general in Prague, you've been here for a long time, so have I. The service has improved here over the years, but still it's often quite poor. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. We faced that challenge when we opened, and that was another reason why we slowly built our opening times, because we really wanted the right staff in here who would lend part of the atmosphere, actually. And I think a lot of restaurants hire professional waiters who have gone to some sort of school and get their degree, but they don't really enjoy it. They don't have the personality for it. The people who work here are not trained waiters. They are just nice people who came into the tavern and liked being here and wanted to be a part of it. So we thought that was more important than someone knowing where to put a fork or a knife, well, especially since we just serve out of baskets. But yeah, I think that the problem is it's more looked upon as a job, not something that the wait staff actually enjoy doing. But we hope our waiters enjoy it here.
A lot of places in Prague sell burgers today. Do you and Dean go out and check out the competition?
Not so much. We're kind of burgered out, to be honest with you. But I think it's good to know what's out there. We certainly think that it's a positive movement, and I think that, you know, the more people who contribute to the discussion, the better it is for all of us. And we're excited about the fact that new burger places are opening, doing their own buns, using better meat, making their own sauces, because I think it just builds the energy and helps to create more of a discussion topic. People want to try this one, they want to try that one, and we don't expect people to want to come here every night of the week. So I think it's good to have worthy competition out there.
As I said, you've been here for just over a year. You're doing very, very well. What does the future hold for the tavern? Will you expand, open another branch perhaps?
Well, the first thing is we want to get open during the days. That's going to require hiring another section of staff, which we're working on right now. And hopefully by the summer, when we get the terrace out, we'll be open for lunch as well. We are now doing a Saturday brunch, and we want to move that into a Sunday brunch, too. We're testing all sorts of recipes for that. And so that's the first step, is to get this place up and running full-time, more so than it is now, much more so. We have a lot of ideas for possibly doing some frozen veggie burgers for the future, doing that and selling that, you know, maybe out of shops and things, because the veggie burgers are a big hit, and we're very proud of them. And we also hope to do more farmers markets and things next year when we have a bit more time in the summer. And then we'll see. You know, the smoked pulled pork has been very successful. Dean's very passionate about that. So it's possible we could do something with that. And then also we have big plans for local burger. We want to do like a local burger type of a fast food thing here, because that's still lacking. A place where you could just go into a fast food place and get a good burger to go without having to sit down, commit to a meal, just grab it on the run. So those are just a few ideas that we have for the future.